With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance has announced he will host the Charlie Kirk Show today at 12 noon Eastern Time on the Salem Radio Network and on the Salem News Channel. Vance was a close friend of the assassinated SRN talk show host and says he wants to lead the program today to pay tribute to Charlie Kirk. Meantime, all across America this weekend, Charlie Kirk was remembered in churches and synagogues. In the wake of his assassination, some observers are suggesting it's time for people of faith to pull back from standing up for their convictions. But at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas on Sunday, Senior Pastor Jack Graham urged Christians to do just the opposite.
This is not a time to back up. This is not a time for cowardice. This is a time for preachers and spiritual leaders and churches to get a spine, to be courageous about the things that matter the most.
That we would stand firm in our faith. That's what Charlie Kirk did. He died standing firmly for his faith.
And in Washington, Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina has introduced a resolution to allow Charlie Kirk to lie in honor in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says Charlie Kirk's accused assassin, Tyler Robinson, is not cooperating with investigators. However, Robinson's roommate and his family are talking. President Trump continues to rail against Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, suggesting that he cannot wait to replace Powell at the helm of the central bank.
He's incompetent. The Fed chairman's incompetent. Sure, I have three people that I like a lot. Any one of them would do a good job.
Powell isn't the only Fed official the president wants to replace. The administration asking a federal appeals court to clear the way for Mr. Trump to remove Lisa Cook from the Fed's Board of Governors. Wall Street, the Dow futures up 107. This is SRN News. It's a new map of where faith is declining.
If you wanted to put the findings in their simplest form, you could say that religion is waning in the world's richest nations. A study by the Pew Research Center indicates that the most profound declines in faith can be seen in places such as France, Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Belgium, and Sweden. By contrast, religion is a lot stronger in countries that aren't so rich, including much of Africa and South America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Rhode Island judge has temporarily stopped the Trump administration from changing the criteria for using tens of millions of dollars in funding to aid homeless people. One of the rules the administration wants to institute is that shelters must not let males have access to women's bathrooms and changing rooms if those shelters want to receive federal dollars. The administration also wants to require that homeless facilities do not hire, or rather hide, illegal immigrants. This is SRN News. You may not recognize his name, but if you're at all familiar with the pop music scene of yesteryear, you probably know some of his work.
Bobby Hart has died at the age of 86. Along with Tommy Boyce, he was a key part of the Monkees empire. Boyce and Hart wrote hundreds of songs. They wrote the Monkees theme song and hits like Last Train to Clarksville and I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. Hart also wrote tunes like Hurt So Bad for Little Anthony and the Imperials. In the late 60s, Boyce and Hart had several hit records themselves. Jason Walker reporting.
Playing hardball on trade, China has launched two probes targeting the American semiconductor sector ahead of trade talks in Spain. China's Ministry of Commerce announcing an anti-dumping investigation into certain analog IC chips that are imported from the United States. More details at SRNnews.com.